It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Ready to get back at it for another week?
Yeah, why not?
Weather conditions going to be a little different this week than they were last week.
See, I get to stay inside, so I don't. Doesn't bother me, I guess.
How many times did we hear from folks last week saying, oh, the weather's just so beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful.
It was.
This week, the tone's going to change. It'll be a little whinier. It's going to be more like, oh, it's so hot. We'll tell you how hot here in a little bit. First, though, you like it hot, though, don't you?
You know, we do live in Iowa. They always say if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes in Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah.
We were actually gaining on the list.
You can fix it. You can always fix it. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox have been together since 1943. During those 71 years, we have been approached by every other heating and cooling manufacturer to carry their line of products. Through examination of each of these other lines, we know that Lennox will deliver the best quality and longevity. We've repaired all the brands and products through the years and have learned that there isn't any other brand with an overall track record like Lennox. Come trust in Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox, and it is extremely important for us to know that you have to earn that. We have to earn that trust each and every time we come to help you. Longevity, quality, and efficiency are the benefits that you can count on with Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Lennox. In Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Yeah, we just want to talk a little bit about the weather this morning so you know what you have to expect. And actually, it's not going to be near as bad as folks had thought latter part of last week. I think the weather professionals out there were preparing us for basically a week's worth of heat coming up now this week. But realistically, it looks like as far as the, I don't know what unbearable is to you, but if you start to get into the 90s and talk about heat index readings of, with high humidity levels, heat index readings of over 100 degrees, you're really only looking at a couple of days this week. So it's not going to, and then there's going to be another cold front that's going to bounce down and dry the air out a little bit and bring the temperatures down back into like the low 80s again. So, you know, it's really not going to be near as bad as they prepared us for coming into this week. But that low pressure system is going to move down through here this area today. And over the next couple of days, it'll right now it's in western South Dakota, but it's going to head over toward the Great Lakes. But it's going to bring real warm and humid conditions across the Midwest today from Iowa south on Tuesday. And there are heat advisories out. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But we're expecting temperatures upper 80s into the 90s, depending upon where you live. The upper 80s would be mostly in the northern part of this region, which would be in northern Iowa. We're looking more for 90s over the next couple of days. And heat index readings will be pretty high, too, because the humidity levels will be pretty high as well the next couple of days. But then there's a chance of some thunderstorms developing coming up as well as part of this. And then that cold front will sweep through by Wednesday morning, and that's supposed to bring cooler, drier air to the upper Midwest. And I suppose after you've had 90 to 100 or more for heat index readings, that when you get some drier air and temperatures around low 80s, it probably feels pretty decent by comparison anyway. Of course, you can always call Brett and have him come fix your air conditioner,
too.
And you know, like I said, you can always just stay indoors and keep things in good shape. What they're calling for, though, is hot and humid conditions across the region today, and they're calling for highs mostly 95 to 100 across the area, with afternoon heat index values up around 105 to 110. Very muggy and humid conditions overnight as well. Lows are expected only to drop into the mid to upper 70s for a lot of locations. So if you like to sleep with the window open, better have
good
a fan.
Luck.
Yeah, you better have a fan in that window, and it still might not be a whole lot. It's going to be warm and humid overnight. Not great sleeping conditions. There are some isolated thunderstorms that could develop across the western high plains, but they say the mid-Missouri Valley and points east should remain dry today and tonight. And That oppressive heat is expected to continue Tuesday, especially along and south of Interstate 80. So we're kind of going to be right in that area. Now, there is a heat advisory that the National Weather Service has issued from noon today through 7 p.m. on Tuesday. So it's basically the afternoon hours, the evening hours, and then all of tomorrow. During daylight, for the most part. They're calling for hot and humid conditions this afternoon, with only moderate relief tonight, and they said the most pronounced heat and humidity will be experienced in most areas, especially south of Highway 30, Tuesday afternoon and evening. The temperatures today expected to peak in the upper 80s to lower 90s, depending upon where you live, with heat index values reaching the lower 100s in many areas to around 105 or over, especially in the western third here of Iowa. Now, tomorrow, temperatures are expected to peak in the upper 80s up north, mid-90s in central and south, and heat index values approaching 100 over the north and around 105 over the central third and approaching 110 over the southern third of the states or the counties here in Iowa. Now, that heat advisory, what that means is there's a period of hot temperatures expected, and the combination of heat and high humidity will combine to create a situation in which heat illnesses are possible. So they do encourage us to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room if you can, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially those who might be particularly susceptible to those types of things. If you do work or spend time outside, when it's possible, you know, if you can reschedule strenuous activities to the early morning or evening hours, and make sure you understand the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke as well. You know, wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. Drink plenty of water and try to reduce the risk during outdoor work as well. So you take some breaks here and there, get yourself cooled down a little bit. You know, some other things you should always remember, too, is, you know, you shouldn't leave children, disabled adults, or pets in parked vehicles. Each year, dozens of children and Lord knows how many pets left in parked cars die from hyperthermia. Hyperthermia is an acute condition that occurs when the body absorbs more heat than it can handle. And hyperthermia can occur even on a mild day. Studies have shown the temperature inside a parked vehicle can rapidly rise to a dangerous level for children, pets, and even adults, especially when that car is sitting in direct sunlight. Leaving the windows slightly open, that may seem like a good idea, but it doesn't anywhere close to significantly decrease the heating rate. The effects can be more severe on children, and that's because their bodies tend to warm up at a faster rate than adults. Now, how fast can the sun heat up a car? Fast. You ever stop at the shopping center somewhere and your wife wants to run in real quick downtown to a store that, let's say, you don't particularly, you know, there's nothing there really for you.
Okay.
A ladies' store.
Yeah.
And you just say, I'll just wait here for you. And you turn the car off, and off she goes. And she's not in there a minute, and you're turning the car back on again.
Now, wait a minute. A ladies' store in a minute never has happened for me.
That's exactly my point. It doesn't take you long before you're turning that car back on to get that air conditioning flowing again. It just doesn't take very long at all. In the summer, even if you're not in direct sunlight, even if you think you're in a nice shady spot, it can happen rather quickly. The sun's shortwave radiation, it heats up the objects it strikes. And as an example, a dark dashboard or a seat can easily reach temperatures in the range of 180 to over 200 degrees Fahrenheit. And those objects, like dashboards, a child seat, how about a steering wheel? I think we've all been there before. A little tough to drive when you can't hardly hold on to the steering wheel. Well, those things also heat the adjacent air by conduction and convection. They also give off long-wave radiation, which is very efficient at warming the air that's trapped inside a vehicle. So you can get things roasting in there pretty quickly, especially if they happen to be humans. Now, if you do have children out and about, do make sure that your child's safety seat and safety belt buckles aren't too hot. I think we've been there before, too. Those belt buckles can be awful hot when you leave that car out in the sunshine for any length of time. So before you secure your child in a safety seat restraint system, especially when your car has been parked in the heat, make sure you check those things too. That's a tough shocker there all of a sudden. Don't leave your child unattended in a vehicle, even with the windows down. Not only is it stupid, it's against the law. so don't do that. Teach children not to play in, on, or around cars, and always lock your car doors and trunks, even at home, and keep the keys out of the children's reach as well. You don't need any accidents that happen while you're not looking. And always make sure all the children have left the car when you reach your destination. Don't leave sleeping infants in the car ever, ever. Also, for adults, some safety tips there, too, when it's like it is right now is, you know, one of the safety tips they give us for when we're out in the heat and the humidity like this is just to slow down some. Just reduce, eliminate, or reschedule the strenuous activities until the cooler times of the day. Children, seniors, anyone with health problems should stay in the coolest available place, and not necessarily indoors, but, you know, make sure that you are doing it wisely. Also, dress for the summer, as we mentioned. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing. That helps to reflect the heat and sunlight instead of drawing it in like the dark colors. Also, it says put less fuel on your inner fires. Foods like meat and other proteins that increase metabolic heat production also increase water loss. You know, I think it's a time-honored thing. You know, we seem to eat less and sometimes eat a little bit differently in the summer than we do in the winter. We pack on a few extra pounds in the wintertime, you know. Also, drink plenty of water, non-alcoholic and decaffeinated fluids, because your body needs water to keep cool. So drink plenty of fluids, even if you don't feel necessarily thirsty at that time. Persons who may have epilepsy or heart, kidney, or liver disease are on fluid-restrictive diets or have a problem with fluid retention should probably consult a physician before you increase your consumption of fluids. And alcoholic beverages and limited caffeinated beverages, I guess that's up to your discretion. I know a cold beer is good on a hot day, but not a lot of them if you're out working hard. During excessive heat periods, spend more time in air-conditioned places if you can, too. Air conditioning in homes and other buildings helps to greatly reduce danger from the heat. And if you can't afford an air conditioner, there are always other places, a library, a store, some other location close by, probably with air conditioning, where you can relax maybe for part of the day, get some things done. Don't get too much sun either. Yikes. Sunburn can happen very quickly, and it reduces your body's ability to dissipate that heat. And if you do have medical issues, too, consult with that physician to make sure before you spend a lot of time out in the heat and humidity. Remember what they always say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. I don't know. I think it's both. But, again, you know, if it's the wintertime, we're talking about how to stay safe out there in those cold and snowy conditions and stuff. If it's the summertime, we're talking about how to deal with some of the excess heat and humidity and the overwhelming feelings you can get all of a sudden if you're not aware of those things. So I guess that's part of living in Iowa. We just get used to the seasonal changes. Now, if we could just get used to road construction, then everything would be better, huh? I want to turn things back over to Brett. If you're dealing with the heat, I guess the folks at Camlin Plumbing and Heating can help you out, huh?
Well, I did want to remind everybody before we get out of here to make sure you got clean filters and keep those units washed out. This hot weather's really going to work them this next few days.
There are some simple things that you can do on your own without incurring big costs.
Might save you a few bucks if you just take care of that stuff, change those filters right away.
Absolutely.
At any rate, allergy season is definitely upon us. Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries a wide variety of products that will definitely help. From high-rating filters to ultraviolet lights to electronic air cleaners, we can make a house call to your home, diagnose what would help you, and get it installed quickly to help you get through these trying times. Lennox produces a unit called Pure Air that will give you comfort year-round at your home or in your office area. A simple ultraviolet light installed in your ductwork will offer you the relief that you only need to experience. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to get on the road to a healthier breathing. The thought of the day today comes to us from Carl Sagan. Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Today and tomorrow, primarily, are going to be those hot, humid days, muggy afternoons. Suppose it's good weather for growing corn, not so much good weather for being outside working in the heat and humidity. So if you have to be out, make sure you do it safely and go out and make it a great day. God bless America.